It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Montreal is the second largest city in Canada, combining the best of old world charm and modern sophistication. It's a great place to visit any time of year. One recent visitor was our very own travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme. She's contributing editor for the eZine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, good to see you again. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, back at you. Great to see you, Paul.
All right, New Girl, just back from Montreal in the winter. Ooh, yeah, I've been up there this time of year. It's cold. I'm guessing you've got some pretty compelling reasons for us to consider this.
You know, I think I do. It's a terrifically cosmopolitan city. I don't know, probably the closest thing in Canada to a New York City, I would say. It just has a really international flavor to it.
More so than Toronto?
You know, I would say more so than Toronto. And I don't want to get into a Toronto-Montreal kind battle back and forth here. But yeah, in terms of the sort of, you know, real international nature of the city, I would say yes. I mean, you know, a lot of people say it's the closest thing to, you know, to Paris and North America. And that's absolutely true. The funny thing about it is that I
know... More so than Quebec City? No.
Oh, no, I see where this is going. Yes, more so than Quebec City. But
I wasn't planning it that way.
You know what's neat is I can't tell you how many people I talked to before we left and actually while we were there who said that they go to Montreal to eat. Now, that's the kind of thing you do hear about people who go to New York City. They've got their favorite restaurants, their small dive and whatnot. And there's such a food culture there that that's a terrific reason to go any time of year. Now, as to the whole winter thing, let me tell you, not only do these people know how to dress for the weather, it's a clinic watching people walk down the street. They got their scarf on the outside of their coat, not on the inside. I mean, they've always got the hood thing going. They are absolutely ready for the weather, and I have never seen cooler snow removal equipment, are you listening, Mayor Bill Peduto, than I saw in Montreal. I mean, these front loaders with these huge claws and whatnot, and I mean, there was a foot and a half snowfall the day before we got there. It was cleaned up by the next day. It was awesome. So yeah, go in the winter. It's beautiful. Light shows everywhere. Great architecture. It's a postcard. Let's do it.
All right. Now, food is something you always love to talk about. And
yes,
you said Montreal is a place for food.
Yep.
And so at the risk of, you know, dying a slow death on the other side of the microphone here, what did you enjoy up in Montreal?
Oh, my gosh, so much. And I'll start with the basics that a lot of people talk about. Believe it or not, bagels, chocolate, and, of course, poutine, the French fries with the gravy, the brown gravy, and the cheese curds on them.
And is there some sausage on there, too?
Well, yeah, a lot of people do, you know, all kinds of variations on poutine. The place you want to go to is called...
Low cholesterol snack.
No, there you go. I mean, a heart attack in a bowl. But it's called La Banquise. It's open 24/7. They have 28 varieties of poutine. I'm more of a purist. Just, you know...
28?
28 varieties. I mean,
wow.
Talk about putting stuff on your poutine. They'll put anything. I mean, pepperoni, you know, smoke. I mean, it's nuts. Again, like I said, I'm more of a purist around it. But this would be the place you'd want to go to for chocolate, which they're known for. Maison Cacao was a fabulous, a jewel box of a chocolate store. Bagels. They're really known for their bagels. They put a little bit of honey in them. They taste a little bit lighter. I had bagels at several places. Let me tell you, they are all that. You want to go to Fairmount Bagels or San Viateur Bagels. So I hope people are taking notes. If not, I can put this on Twitter later. But excuse me, those are your three basics. And then in terms of some other places, you can't miss Schwartz's Deli. This place is iconic. They're known for their smoked meat sandwiches, which you can order lean or fat, just like that.
Mm.
You get a pickle on the side, some fries, some coleslaw, black cherry soda. Boom, you're done. You're out of there for $6. It is phenomenal.
$6.
Truly.
That's
I can't believe how cheap the menu is. So Schwartz's Deli is awesome. Garde Manger in terms of a real a much nicer restaurant. The celebrity chef Chuck Hughes, who bested Bobby Flay on Iron Chef. There you go. For the foie gras, the tartare and whatnot. And then at L'Express, this is a classic French bistro. I had one of the more amazing chicken liver mousses I have ever had. And then I topped it with a dish of calf's liver. So I can't believe I'm still here talking to you on this side of the desk. I mean, cholesterol city over there, but everything we ate was incredible.
Okay, so besides the food, how else did you spend your days and nights, Elaine?
Yes, we did a couple of other things. All right, the Musée des Beaux-Arts, their Museum of Fine Arts, they have a couple of exhibits right now that are just awesome. They have one called Splendore di Venezia, the Splendors of Venice. And you know how oftentimes you'll go to a museum and you can pick up the audio tour to go with it. For this exhibit, they have a musical tour, because what they're trying to do is to juxtapose, you know, the art of the, you know, the Renaissance area, period of Venice, with the music of the time. And it's the most incredible way to go through an exhibit. I mean, even our 12-year-old enjoyed it. So absolutely recommend that. They also have this permanent collection of furniture. Yeah, you just have to see it. I can't even describe it. One of the chairs is an apple with a piece cut out of it, and that's where you sit. I mean, the most fanciful, over-the-top furnishings I have ever seen from this and other eras. So love that. Saw Cirque du Soleil, of course, started in Montreal. Guy La Liberté started it there decades ago, and there's always a show happening in Montreal. We did skate outdoors in the winter, the outdoor rink in the Old Port, and
fun.
Of course, the Basilica de Notre Dame. We actually went to midnight mass there, and I mean, then it was snowing out. They had, you know, the whole cathedral, this very Gothic Basilica, excuse me, was lit up. Just gorgeous. It tons to do. You just walk around and get lost in the place.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LeBaume, about Montreal. Tell us about some of the other neighborhoods, including the one after which the city is named.
There you go. Mont Royal, the mountain, Mount Royal at the top. You absolutely have to make the trek to the top, not only for the views, because it's a gorgeous park up there as well. And the Plateau neighborhood along Sherbrooke is definitely all that for shopping. Mile End along Laurier Street is where the hipsters are hanging these days, cafes, ethnic restaurants. So those are the three places you want to go to: Montreal, Plateau, Mile End.
That's what I said when I saw my first bowl of poutine. I said, Montreal. Where should we stay in Montreal?
Oh, I have got a place for you. The Hotel Place d'Armes. It's in old Montreal. The rooms all have exposed brick walls, these amazing stereo systems, a bathroom bigger than, you know, a lot of people's studios, apartments. Neatest thing about the place, it comes with breakfast, the pain au chocolat and croissant that you will get in the morning. OMG. Definitely the Hotel Place d'Armes. Loved it.
And you sound like somebody that speaks French. I know you speak Spanish.
Yeah. Mon français, un peu seulement.
A little bit.
Yep.
Un petit peu. I know that the province of Quebec is bilingual, French-English.
Yep.
But how helpful is it to have at least passable French, which you seem to have?
Yes, I do. But I think what most people need to know is that while it is bilingual French-English, 100% of the people has to be speak French. And most of them will speak English as well. You really need to lead with your French. And I mean, it's simple an icebreaker as, you know, mon français, un peu seulement, parlez-vous anglais, just so that you make that attempt to speak French. And invariably, what do they come back to you with?
English.
English. They're like, absolutely, I speak English. Not only do they want to practice their English, but they're glad that you met them on their terms.
Okay.
Tried a little bit of French. Right, so that's what you got to do.
All right, we'll practice. All
there
right.
You go.
You're the French person. I'll be the American tourist.
Whee!
Pardon, madame, because you are married.
Yes.
À quelle heure est-il?
Almost one.
I just asked her what time it is.
There you go.
which means we were just about out of time. But so affordable, right?
Absolutely affordable, and so many options. I mean, we just tip of the iceberg here. There are so many things you can do. This is a city also really well known for festivals. There is always something going on. So just, you know, troll the web, see what you can find. Lots of neat events around food, around – I didn't even tell you my favorite wine bar ever. Check it out.
Okay. Sounds great. Sounds like you had a lot of fun up there. Elaine LeBaume, our travel contributor, talking about her trip to Montreal and Montreal as a winter destination spot. She is contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. Elaine LeBaume is, as always, great to see you again, and have a great new year.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.